This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Madeline Brand. Today at the White House, for the first time, a full-blooded Sioux Indian receives the nation's highest military honor, the Congressional Medal of Honor. Master Sergeant Woodrow Wilson Keeble died 26 years ago, just after his family began their campaign for him to receive the Medal of Honor. Keeble was a veteran of World War II, and during the final phase of the Korean War, he risked his life to save his fellow soldiers. We're joined now by his great-nephew, Kurt Blue Dog. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So it took more than 30 years, I understand, for your family, since your family first began this process
to secure
the Medal of Honor. Well, let's talk about the event for which he's receiving this Medal of Honor. As you say, he did fight in World War II, actually in Guadalcanal, and then he actually volunteered to fight in Korea.
Correct.
And from what I understand, in one battle, he was leading not only his own platoon, but two other platoons as well, and was trying to take a hill that the Chinese held.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Chinese were attacking these platoons, he decided to go it alone.
Well, that's fairly accurate, Madeline. Our soldiers, all of whom were just exceptionally brave, were directed to take a certain hill. The company made three different assaults. In fact, Uncle Woody led those charges, but they were just unable to do so. The bunkers, there were three bunkers up on top of a very steep, jagged hill, so the company was not able to take those. And so Woody, at about 1 o'clock that day, loaded up with ammunition and just left on his own to go after one of the bunkers, first of all. And he was a baseball pitcher, so he had a strong arm, and he was very accurate with throwing grenades, and was able to knock all three bunkers out, as well as riflemen that were around there, which enabled the company, then George Company, to move up and take over the hill, a very strategic location for the American Army at that time.
So he did that all by himself.
Yeah, that's correct.
And I understand he was a big guy, as you
yeah.
say. He was a baseball pitcher, and before World War II was actually being recruited by the Chicago White Sox. How was he able to go unnoticed?
Oh, he was not unnoticed. He was. He drew every firepower from the machine gun emplacements. He was shot, I think, four or five times during that incident, but none of them were fatal at that time.
And after the war was over, what did he do? What was his life like?
He was shot up pretty bad. He was awarded three Purple Hearts, but I think he was shot a lot more than three times. He's from South Dakota originally, but lived much of his life on the North Dakota side where he worked. There was an Indian school there. He worked at the school at various maintenance jobs, and that's how he spent out the remainder of his days after the warfare was completed.
And from what I've read, he did fall in some hard times and actually had to pawn some of his medals.
Well, yeah, we're told that, and I know he gave some of his medals away. He had lots of medals, both from World War II. He was highly decorated from World War II as well. But he was a very generous man. He would give anything and everything away.
Well, congratulations to your family.
Thank you.
That's Kurt Blue Dog. He is the great-nephew of Master Sergeant Woodrow Wilson Keeble. Today, he becomes the first full-blooded Sioux Indian in U.S. history to receive the Congressional Medal of Honor.